Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24 month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
The go through some emails, check your calendar, see that you have a 45-minute break in the day between meetings, realize this is your moment, so you drive right to McDonald's to pick up something extra delicious ASAP. Meal.
Thank you.
There's a meal for every moment at McDonald's.
Buy one of your select faves and get another for just a dollar every morning, like a sausage McMuffin or hash browns.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Combo meal valid when product served.
Welcome, everybody, to the Lucas Sports Report podcast number 83. I am your host, indeed, the only person on this podcast this week, Dustin Gaukert. Everyone else has left for the holidays. Glad for them. And I think this is the first time this podcast has been solo. And even though I'm an only child, I'm not very good at talking to myself. So hopefully this podcast is not a dumpster fire. But I hope you have more exciting plans for the Christmas holiday than just listening to me to prattle on about sports betting. But we'll give it a go here. Probably a pretty short podcast as I just wrap up the last week of news and sports betting, and there's a fair amount of it. As always, we're on every platform where there are podcasts. Please rate, review, or on Stitcher, or on Apple, Spotify, all of that. Please follow us at LSP Report for Legal Sports Reports, and read all the stories at LegalSportsReport.com. You can follow me on the Twitter machine at Dustin Gaukert, G-O-U-K-E-R. First thing up this week, a lot of numbers came out. We got the best ever month for a single state in a launch for sports betting. We saw Tennessee's numbers come out for November, $131 million in handle, which is, by our calculations, the best first month in any sports betting market that has launched since PASPA fell in 2018. So that's a big number. We've seen launches that have not been quite rolled out in an organized fashion, and Tennessee really did. They had four operators go live at the same time. This is an online-only sports betting launch without retail sports books. So Tennessee capitalized on the things that work, that we know work. They have a competitive marketplace, and they have online sports betting and all of the handle online there. So this is obviously outpaced anybody else. We don't have numbers for Nevada when they launched in 1949, but I feel confident in saying that this is a better first month than that. Obviously, it outpaces other states where there was a staggered rollout with retail betting first and then online later. But Tennessee, impressive number, $131 million. They held 10% of that for a revenue of about $13 million in gross operator revenue. So really good start for what's an interesting state in terms of having the online-only betting market. So we'll see what they do. We don't, unfortunately, have breakouts for what operators do. They didn't give us many numbers from the Tennessee Lottery. So we don't know who did well, but you know, we have DraftKings, FanDuel, and BetMGM. These are all major players across the U.S. market. And we assume they all got meaningful market share. DraftKings and FanDuel likely number one and number two in some order. And then BetMGM and three. And then there's a fourth operator, Action 24/7. A local operator that's their first sports pick launch. More launches coming in the new year, we believe, for Tennessee. So we'll see more operators, and presumably we'll see some interesting things happening. This makes Tennessee already the sixth largest state in terms of sports betting. And they're right behind Colorado, which also reported numbers this week. $230 million in handle there. Another big month, a record month in terms of handle for that state. And, you know, we're going to probably see these two states that are kind of similar in their profiles, probably battling out to be in that top five in, as a U.S. sports betting market. As always, we know that Coloradans, for some reason, really love their table tennis. It was the second most wagered on sport somehow in Colorado. NFL and college football obviously combining to be number one. Not a whole lot of other sports going on in the month of November, but table tennis is doing still driving significant amount of handle. We presume this is happening in some extent in other states as well. We just happen to get table tennis broken out in Colorado. So anyway, we're close to putting a bow on numbers for November, and it's been, you know, other than PA dropping a little bit, Pennsylvania had a month over month drop to November. We've seen record numbers in every state, and this is probably going to continue into December with basketball starting and things like that. So we'll see where that goes in terms of where the market develops. Other things on the Legal Sports Report docket recently, and other sites. We also run online pokerreport.com, and I get more questions than about online poker usually than even sports betting in terms of what's happening in online poker. And Michigan, next month, we'll be launching online casino and online sports betting and perhaps even online poker. The news this week was a bill out of Michigan that would allow for the state to join interstate compacts for online gambling. And this most proximately probably legalized would allow for online poker to take place across state borders. A bill is headed to the governor there that would fix the 2019 online gambling law. And we'll see what that means. We just presume the governor will sign this bill, but it will still take more action. We still need operators to actually go live in Michigan, which may or may not happen in January for online poker. We need the Gaming Control Board to actually sign on to an interstate compact. Right now, you have three states that have multi-state poker, Nevada, New Jersey, and Delaware all share liquidity across state lines. Pennsylvania, even though it has online poker, it does not join this compact. And there's a question of how quickly or if at all that Michigan will do this. But in any event, it looks like they at least cleaned up the law to allow for this. And we'll see where that heads in terms of whether we have an expansion of online poker in the United States. But I wouldn't hold my breath for the short term. But, you know, anytime we're passing bills that involve online poker and make it easier to play, those are obviously good things. Ohio sports betting, we have been talking about that for parts of the year. Does not look like, and well, actually does not look like, it's definitely not happening in 2020. We will not get a new law, despite the fact that it had been trending positively for most of the year. We will look for an effort in 2021 when the legislature comes back into session. But for now, we are not going to get legal Ohio sports betting. As we've said in past podcasts, some of the sponsors are gone, so they're going to need to find new sponsors. I'll have to kind of start over from scratch here on getting a bill through the legislature, but there's at least a chance in 2021 that we see that. Obviously, Ohio missing out with pretty much all of the surrounding states having legal sports betting now. So Ohio kind of missing the boat pretty badly at this point. And certainly a lot of Ohioans are going across state borders to bet at legal sports books right now. Other thing we had on states, we had a piece by Matt Waters kind of telling us where we are with the launch of Virginia sports betting, which could happen as soon as next month. But this has been as enigmatic of a launch as we've seen across the country. We don't have a whole lot of information. We're in this 90-day window when the lottery is looking at applicants. We know there's more than two dozen of them. We presume that some amount of these will be approved for next month. But as we sit here on December 23rd, we have no idea who is approved to be in the state. We don't know exactly when the launch will be. We have just not a whole lot of information. Matt did a good job running down what we do know and what we think we know. I'm hoping that if you're here in Virginia, that if you're listening to us next month, you'll be able to, or in February, you'll be able to bet on the Super Bowl legally at an online sports book. But unfortunately, not a ton of information there. So we'll see. Hopefully, we start learning a little bit more, and Virginians will be betting in short order. Another thing that happened right after we recorded the podcast last week, I think, was this this interesting case that's been around for quite a while, the Commonwealth of Kentucky against PokerStars, which is now owned by Flutter. And if you follow the industry, Flutter is the parent company of a lot of betting brands, especially ones in the U.S., FanDuel, FoxBet, the aforementioned PokerStars, just a lot, the umbrella for a lot lot of what's going on in the U.S. right now. So this Kentucky Supreme Court case, 2 years ago, Kentucky Court of Appeals overturned an $870 million judgment against PokerStars, again, now part of Flutter. And then just last week, the state Supreme Court reversed that decision, putting its new parent company, Flutter, on the hook for just all that money, almost $1 billion, which is a crazy amount. This case had just been kind of floating around, and not too many people had thought, given it a second thought in what was going on and there. But now Flutter owns PokerStars. They are technically, on the hook for this almost $1 billion judgment. And it was interesting to me that the stock price for Flutter went down a little bit that day, but investors kind of shrugged their shoulders at this news. It's not clear what avenue that can be made to appeal this ruling. Kentucky Supreme Court is the highest court in Kentucky. Appeal somewhere else. Clearly, Flutter is going to try to fight this in court if it at all can, because it doesn't want to just hand $1 billion over to Kentucky. And there's some question about, obviously there's some question about the efficacy of all of this. This is all a case that came out of the wake of the PokerStars pulling out or being their domain being seized on Black Friday in 2011. Kentucky court case came in the wake of that for PokerStars illegally serving Kentucky, according to the lawsuit. And again, Kentucky Supreme Court agreed with that and in reversing the lower court's decision. So this is one we're going to follow, obviously. Flutter is a large company, but it certainly doesn't want to just pay $1 billion of cash to get out of a court case. So we'll see what happens there. It'll be not sure what the next step is there, but it'll be an interesting case to follow now that it's coming back. Last thing on the podcast, and again, short one here. It looks like I've been talking for about 10 minutes, which is more than I thought I might talk just to myself here on the podcast. But really interesting piece on the deal between the NFL and Nickelodeon on Leo Sports Report by Matt Waters. It's an interesting one in that an NFL wildcard game will be aired on Nickelodeon on January 10th with activation, obviously, for kids. SpongeBob SquarePants is going to be a part of this. So just a way for the NFL to engage with a younger audience, which again, seems like a smart thing to me. I think it's, they... and looking at ways to engage younger audience, it's always a good idea. But some of the worrisome thing, and Matt kind of picked this out, is that there are sports betting elements to this engagement that they are doing. There's a website called NFL Nick Play where kids can go and pick the winners of games every month, obviously every week. And obviously this is not... obviously not gambling for real money or anything. This is just pick who wins a game. We talk to a lot of people who are in the industry involved with responsible gambling, and there's some people who are concerned a little bit about this. Even the National Council on Problem Gambling is a partner of the NFL, and they weren't really consulted on this. And you look at it, it's a pick'em card that you fill out and you can print out or keep it on, look it on your phone and see how your picks did. And it definitely feels like a precursor to sports betting. Again, there are free to play contests like this kind of all over the US right now where you pick things for free and you might win something, and there are prizes for this. So while it's not sports betting, it is a precursor to the sports betting, I think, pretty obviously. Again, there's reasonable people can disagree on whether this is really a precursor, but it toes the line for sure when you look at the product and what's going on. Users are also encouraged to quote unquote smash your pick, which sounds like something you'd hear from a tout on a sports betting show. But anyway, it's interesting, and it's as we always talk about, the leagues are trying to do obviously make money and monetize sports betting. So when they do things like this, I think there's an extra level of caution that they need to exert in how they market this. And again, not saying this is quote unquote sports betting, but it looks a lot like sports betting. If you were throwing down money on this, it would be sports betting. You look at what responsible gambling people said in this in the story that we wrote. There's a fine line that needs to be that's being walked there, and is it the best idea in the world? Maybe not. Maybe it's okay, but you know, I think these are the things we want to think about as the U.S. sports betting industry grows. You know, you're setting the stage for kids to, you know, think that they're good at picking games, and maybe they are, and maybe that turns into sports betting. But there are lots of unknowns about how U.S. betting industry is going to evolve here. You know, we're still only 2.5 years into this, and you know, I when I see things, I just get a little worried when we might not be doing the right thing or not thinking things all the way through. Again, maybe this is harmless, but you know, I think there are some people who think it's not. Yeah, I mean, we definitely read the story. It's been shared around a lot on social media, and Matt did a really great job on it over at LegalSportsReport.com. All right, that's all I got. Just wanted to get a podcast in case we have loyal listeners who die to hear my voice every week. I doubt that's the case. But again, please subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast. We'll have somebody back here with me, I believe, next week to talk about what happened in 2020 with sports betting. And we'll certainly have some more news probably early in the week. The sports betting news cycle has not slowed down a whole lot, even with the holidays coming up. So we'll see what crops up next week. Thanks, everyone.
Go through some emails, check your calendar, see that you have a 45-minute break in the day between meetings, realize this is your moment, so you drive right to McDonald's to pick up something extra delicious ASAP. Meal.
Thank you.
There's a meal for every moment at McDonald's.
Buy one of your select faves and get another for just $1 every morning, like a sausage McMuffin or hash browns.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Combo meal, valid when product served.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.